This is your 101.7 The Truth News Update.
Hello, everyone. This is Rhea Riley with your news update.
The seizure of $5.8 million of fentanyl in a months-long investigation has resulted in multiple convictions in Manitowoc County. The sheriff's office said a traffic stop in January turned up more than 43 pounds of fentanyl disguised as a prescription medication, the largest fentanyl seizure in state history. 37-year-old Daniel Hawk was found guilty and will serve the next 10 years in prison for conspiring to manufacture and deliver fentanyl. 36-year-old Tyler Hawk pleaded guilty to similar charges and will be sentenced in February, and 28-year-old Jose Gomez still faces charges and is waiting for a court date. The UW Board of Regents has approved a proposal for UW-Madison to create a new College of Computing and Artificial Intelligence. The move reorganizes the current School of Computer, Data, and Information Sciences, marking the first new college at UW-Madison in decades. The university says the college aims to strengthen programs in computer science, data science, information science, and statistics. An official launch announcement is expected this spring, with the college anticipated to open July 1, 2026. Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call is calling for more funding to help crime labs around the state. The Department of Justice requested 19 additional positions for the Division of Forensic Sciences in the most recent state budget, but Call says lawmakers did not include funding to hire additional staff. Meanwhile, the state's annual crime lab report shows there were fewer cases in 2024, but it took longer on average to process DNA and toxicology results. Evidence testing positive for fentanyl and methamphetamine is on the rise.
This has been your news update. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris continues on the new 101.7 The Truth.
Bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth app.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Forecast: cold, snow tomorrow, not much, about a half inch. Currently 4 minutes after the hour, it's 27 degrees. The low tonight is 21. Dimitri, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. How are you?
All right, Dr. Ken. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good.
Afternoon, rather.
I'm good.
Okay. I wanted to chime in on Pawpaw Friday. I want to talk about the current state of music, quote unquote. To all my aspiring rappers out there, y'all can talk about other things other than trap music, real music. You talk about the current state of politics, politicians, poverty, the current state. It's just so much to talk about besides dope, drug use, drug sellers, being a dope fiend, murdering somebody, calling women bees and hoes. You see what I'm saying?
Yep.
My goodness. We could talk from now on, but we don't have from now on. But that's all I wanted to say. And also, Lord have mercy. I'm old school. I'm 50 years old. So I listen to old school hip hop, R&B, soul, even soft rock, like Tears for Fears or something like that.
Wow.
But the young, yes. Dang, what's the name of that song by Tears for Fears? Head Over Heels or something like that. That's mm-hmm. my jam.
Okay.
But yeah, we sampled like rappers my age, a little bit older, they sampled, but they had balance to their albums. You know, it's lyrically, as far as the lyrical content.
That's
and,
true.
I think that, yes. I mean, you know, we come from that era, so somebody needs to really sit down and talk to them about, you know, music, creativity, and just brainstorming. So, and that's all I got to say.
Well, when you haven't had the life experience, it really doesn't do you much good. So you can only go with what you see. So if your life is full of shooting and driving crazy and doing stuff like that, that's all you get.
Hey, you're absolutely right. That's very true. But I don't know. It's just with the younger generations, the millennials and the Gen Zs, you have to come somehow tell them that there's more to it. Kind of break out of that shell. That
yep.
type of environment, you know.
Absolutely. Thank
what
you much.
You
I appreciate it.
You, anytime.
Security Mike, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. What's up?
Hey, man, that's the music, Dr. Skid. Now, that dude say he's 50. I'm 65. I grew up on that, listening to that type of stuff, R&B.
Yep.
We need to bring that type of stuff back because this rap and all that stuff, that's messing these kids up, and all they're thinking about is violence.
Well, you know the easiest way, easiest way to do that? Is to not listen to the new stuff.
Yeah, I don't listen to that garbage, man. But Tears for Fears, man, that's great music, man. I mean, I grew up out there in Brown Deer anyway for about 7 years from age about 11 to about 19 or so.
Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah, I hung out with white kids and that was kind of cool. I bless my mother's soul. For moving us out of Lampum Projects, Hillside, out that way, because I probably would have never came in contact with Caucasian people in the flesh like that.
Really?
Because I would have been down here in the hood, serious.
Really?
Miles moved us out there when it was North Ridge Lakes. Got my first job at North Ridge. I'm so sad that brings back memories that North Ridge is long gone, and just the experience of growing up out there. Help me, or I probably wouldn't be where I'm at today. So bless my mother's soul for getting us out of the hood like that, man. Back then, but yeah, we need to get rid of that type of music. What they call that drill music and stuff.
Yep.
All they talking
yep.
about is murdering and
yep.
shooting somebody, man. That's
yep.
not right.
Yeah,
that's not right, man.
Yep.
Serious.
So
that's where the world is going today.
So today is the Montgomery boycott 70th anniversary. What do you think Milwaukee should do to make a change?
Oh man, we need a number of things to happen here, man. I'm some of our leaders they aren't doing what they should be doing as far as getting involved when we have issues like these kids shooting up each other. And stuff you don't even be hearing about it. They not protesting none of this stuff when they was before. Like say like when the young man get beat down by a cop or police brutality, here they go protesting. Why aren't they protesting these kids shooting each other and stuff like that?
I don't know what
we can do, but I think a lot of these aldermen, a lot of these people in these elected positions should show more that, like, they care about what really what's going on instead of just getting paid. That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, good luck with that. All right, thank you much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
So music used to mean something. Like it was something that you knew what was going on because you actually heard it in the music. The music reflected what was happening. Even today, music doesn't reflect everything that's happening. It reflects some things that are happening, but not everything.
Hold it now. Justified. My mama cried. Black people died when the other man lied. See the TV, listen to me, double trouble. I overhaul and I'm coming from the lower level. I'm taking tabs, showing up, stuff to grab like shirts and it hurts. With a neck direct, took a poll cause our soul took a toll from the education of a TV station. But look around, here go the sound of a record ball, boom and pound. When I shut them down, I shut them down.
Shut them down. Shut them down.
Now that's the kind of music we listened to growing up. Music that had a message and a meaning, told you what to do when you got into an issue, didn't talk about women, didn't talk about babies, didn't talk about none of that. Now all we got is drill music. Oh joy.
Number 5.
From WISN.com, we talked about it earlier. Snow, more snow, and snow. We're expecting 1 to 3 inches. It's likely across southeastern Wisconsin starting late Saturday night into Sunday morning. Biggest impact will be slick roads, especially Sunday morning. The round of snow will be light and fluffy and easy to clear before the weekend system flurries are possible tonight as a cold front moves in. What do you mean a cold front moves in? A cold front moves in. It's already here. Anyway, winds will stay gusty through the afternoon and evening today. So even with temperatures in the mid-20s, it'll feel like the 10s tonight. I'm depressed already. Hey, I got a question. Does the IRS know something that we don't? Or did somebody cooperate with the Fed?
Number 4.
From BlackEnterprise.com, NBA player Terry Rozier, who is embroiled in the current alleged NBA gambling scandal, received a little good news when the IRS released the tax lien that was against him. What was the tax lien, y'all? Anybody know? $8.2 million. What does that mean?
Damn.
That means, according to ESPN, this took place less than a week after the Miami Heat player was arrested. Rozier was charged with conspiracy to commit wire fraud and money laundering. Tax lien against him was issued in 2023 in Broward County, where he purchased property in June of 2021. The lien recorded with the Broward County Courthouse in Florida listed the unpaid balance of $8,218,211. Once the accountant clarified the situation with the IRS, Terry was found to only owe, you ready? $3,000. The amount's been taken care of, and we fully expect the defunct lien to be withdrawn in the near future. So the IRS will take the handcuffs off, and the Justice Department will put them on. Okay, that's good. That's good. By the way, we got another Judge Dugan update.
Number 3.
From JS Online, So Milwaukee County Judge Hannah Duggan is accused, of course, of helping an undocumented immigrant avoid federal agents. And a legal dispute has arisen over which courtroom audio recordings can be used as evidence in her trial. Prosecutors argue the audio provides necessary context, while the defense claims it would be unfair to play recordings from when the judge was not present. Huh? Anyway, Duggan pled not guilty, of course, to felony and misdemeanor charges, faces up to 6 years in prison if she is convicted. Interesting. You know, I was going through the news and I found yet another. You know, I've been talking about that all, you know, how white folks get pardoned when they commit money crimes on January 6th. Black folks just go to jail, go to jail, go to jail, go to jail. Well, I found another person who could probably use a pardon from Donald Trump.
Number two.
This also from JS Online. A New Jersey man who mismanaged 24 nursing homes in Wisconsin was sentenced to 7.5 years in federal prison for a fraudulent scheme to funnel tens of millions of taxpayer dollars meant for vulnerable residents' care to himself and other owners. Kevin Breslin of Hoboken, New Jersey, that alone should have sent him to jail, but pled guilty last December to health care fraud and conspiracy to defraud the United States, crimes committed while he was chief executive officer of Atrium Health and Senior Living, which had 23 nursing homes across Wisconsin. He was sentenced in the U.S. District Court for the Western District of Wisconsin and is ordered to report for prison February 3rd. U.S. District Judge William Conley also ordered him to pay restitution to the federal and state government and to nursing home workers, residents, and vendors harmed by the scheme. So how much money do you think he has to pay back in restitution? So he funneled all this money, used it for himself and other owners. How much do you think he should pay back? They told him his restitution. And you know, restitution is usually a fraction of what was actually stolen, right? Depending on who you were. If you're black, you probably got to pay all back. But if you're this person, you got to pay this much back. $146 million. How much money did you steal that your restitution is $146 million? See, something's wrong here. Something is wrong here. But we couldn't get through Pop-Off Friday and we couldn't get through the week without having yet another school district staffer going to jail.
Number one.
From Fox6Now.com, in Kenosha County, a former Kenosha County elementary school staffer is accused of sexually assaulting a child, pleaded guilty to several felony charges yesterday. According to Kenosha County District Attorney's Office, you ready? 34-year-old Anna Marie Crocker pleaded guilty to the following charges. Now, this makes me sick. And I hope when she gets sentenced, she gets thrown underneath the jail, pour in concrete, don't put no holes in it. First degree child sexual assault. Child sexual exploitation, filming, child enticement, sexual contact, second degree sexual assault of a child, intimidation of a victim, and use of a computer to facilitate a child sex crime. The other charges were dismissed and read in. Forensic investigation uncovered videos, explicit messages, multiple acts of sexual abuse. And she's going to remain in custody. She gets sentenced on February 3rd as well. What they're saying is that people who worked in the school hold positions of trust and authority over children. And when that trust is violated through sexual abuse, it represents a profound betrayal of trust and an immense abuse of power. Such predators will be aggressively prosecuted. That is from the Kenosha County Deputy District Attorney Rosa Delgado. So she was at Riverview Elementary School in Silver Lake. She started as a substitute in 2020, became a full-time educational assistant this following year. And so Twin Lakes police spoke to a 13-year-old boy and his parents on October 10th, the day Crocker was formally charged. And according to an amended criminal complaint, the victim said He told a school staffer that Crocker sent him inappropriate messages, including, get this, multiple videos of herself performing a sex act. The victim said he initially thought it was a workout video when he opened it and did not respond per the complaint, saying he was too young for that. The victim also said he got scared because he heard Crocker had what? Raped another juvenile. A search of her cell phone uncovered videos of what looked like the videos the victim described. This is according to prosecutors. It also showed Crocker added the victim on Snapchat. A 13-year-old? Here's my question. Hey, parents, why is your child on Snapchat? That's another issue. They exchanged more messages, photos, and videos in a matter of days. Guess how many? 200. Court filings noted the search of Crocker's Snapchat data also located a conversation with her and a 16-year-old who she added on the platform one day before she was taken into custody. Messages showed she asked the victim if he wanted to have sex with her. She tried to make plans for the boy to come to her house on October 11th to have sex. She would ultimately be in custody on that date, of course. The victim told investigators they talked about having sex but never went through with it. He also says she sent him pictures in which sex was inferred. This woman, 34 years old, messing with 13 and 16-year-olds. Prosecutors allege sexual assault happened last winter. 13-year-old victim said he was at Crocker's house for a sleepover. What kind of sleepover are you having? And he was asleep in the basement. Crocker woke him up, removed his pants, and sexually assaulted him. She said Crocker tried to hide, but other kids saw what happened. The victim said what took place was not consensual per the complaint, and he told her repeatedly to get off and tried to push her off, but she wouldn't listen. This is the sentence that makes me sick about all this. He was 12 at the time. Months later, complainant says the victim said he got a text from Crocker in which she told him to apologize to her for what happened in the basement. He described her as trying to make him feel guilty. She told him he could not tell anyone about what happened. Prosecutor said a 14-year-old boy reported that Crocker had been inappropriate with him, exchanged sexual chats and pictures via Snapchat, and also said Crocker sexually assaulted him in the parking lot in August. In an interview with the detective, the complainant states that Crocker admitted to receiving a sexual video from a 14-year-old and saving it. She also admitted that she sent the video to a student at that victim's school. Detective seized and searched the phone, which included the video in a password-protected section of the phone. I stand corrected now. Don't throw a bus at her. Put her under the bus and back up the bus.
One call, that's all.
Hey, Truth Nation, now's your chance to be our one call, that's all 5K Gruber giveaway entry for the day. Yes, you can be entered in to win $5,000 of Gruber and courtesy of Gruber Law Offices. Be caller number 4 at 833-212-1017 and you'll be entered in to win $5,000 in the giveaway with the award-winning 101.7 The Truth and Gruber Law Offices. Now, again, that's caller number 4. At 833-212-1017. Remember, if your loved one has ever been injured in an accident, contact Gruber Law Offices today. Visit them at Gruber-Law, Gruber-Law, LAW.com. For official contest rules, visit 1017thetruth.com. Be caller number 4, 833-212-1017.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
All the wheels are steel, he is.
You
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm Dr. Ken Harris for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, you want to ensure that your home remains comfortable before we catch even more brutal post-holiday winter. Yes, Santa Claus is magical, but his elves aren't qualified to build Pella windows. They're just too many options and customizations. So instead of going through the big red guy, take advantage of this Pella deal. Get 0% interest for up to 24 months. Certain restrictions apply. Ends December 31st, 2025. Visit PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com. Also want to remind you, tune in this Saturday, tomorrow at 11:30 a.m. for another episode of Forward Together for Kids, presented by City Forward Collective, hosted by Kyle Wallace and Celestin Morgan Jr., Executive Director of City Forward Collective. They'll be joined by Dr. Kadeem Ruiz of Rocket Ship Schools and Patrick Landry of Notre Dame Schools of Milwaukee, where they'll provide firsthand insight into what's working in their schools and how they're improving student outcome. Again, that's Together Forward for Kids this Saturday, 11:30 a.m. and Sunday, 2:30 p.m. right here on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. So, Mayor, I've demoted him. Governor Tony Evers is at it again, y'all. He had a story on JS Online that talks about he vetoed a bill today to ban public funds from covering health care for undocumented immigrants. And so people have told me, because, you know, I ask around, what do you think about this story? And some people say, well, you know, that's, you're so heartless. You don't want to help those poor undocumented immigrants. Well, the governor says he objects to Republican lawmakers passing legislation that acknowledge is unnecessary to prevent problems they admit do not exist, all for the sake of trying to push polarizing political rhetoric. The GOP bill would have prevented any state or local funds or federal funds passing through the state from being used for health care services for anyone in the U.S. without authorization. It would not apply to cases where federal medical care is required by federal law or where the ban would result in Wisconsin losing federal dollars. Federal law already bars those without legal status for Medicaid and other most federal benefits, with some exceptions, including emergency care and prenatal services. Its authors acknowledged that fact throughout the debate on the bill, noting that current law already bars non-citizens from enrolling in Medicare, or here in Wisconsin, known as Badger Care. Senator Van Wangert of Republican of Racine told reporters before the Senate vote on party lines last month that all we're doing is ensuring that no governor or department can just create by rule a health care program for people who are here illegally. Can we do that for people here, like, that are already here? See, I find it interesting that Governor Evers is showing more concern for people who aren't Wisconsin citizens, who aren't from Wisconsin, than he is for the citizens he actually elected, he was elected to serve. I find that interesting. He was actually elected to serve the citizens of Wisconsin, but anything anybody does that might help citizens more, like have money left over to help citizens, he's not really for that. I don't really understand that. What are your thoughts? 833-212-1017 is the number. I don't understand that. Let me go to the talking text line. Dr. Kenneth Harris, what are your thoughts on the Passenger Rail Commission as they hold an inaugural meeting? What are your thoughts and what they're trying to accomplish? Maybe a topic for a future show. Thank you, Daniel. I'll have to look into that, the Passenger Rail Commission. I vaguely remember hearing of them, but I don't really recall what they do. Interesting. Before we go to our last traffic hit. Quanda funny. Check the talking text line. I got it in my rundown when I checked the talking text line. So, you know, stop being so mean. So mean to me. That one guy said, usually the same people that plow do the garbage pickups. There's no snow. It hasn't snowed in like a week. Can I get my garbage picked up? I'm just saying. Can I get it? Can I get it? Can I get it? Please. Melody says she's working from home, case managers and social workers. Evers vetoed bringing them back to an office. How can you be a social worker working from home? How? 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 I don't understand that to save my life. Yeah, that was a Patti LaBelle sample. They just steal all kind of stuff. They just steal all kind of stuff. Quanda said, I have to teach young grasshoppers about originals versus samples. Well, here it is. If you didn't write it yourself and make the music yourself, and you found a groove and it sounds great, it's a sample. Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. Quanda said, I'm only blank years old and I listen to nothing but old school music and jazz. I got a mother who every Saturday morning put the old music on and we cleaned house from top to bottom. Oh, that's how she got you to work? But she said, only. Only? That's a blessing to get that old. Come on now. Come on now. Yes, you heard it. Tears for Fears. It was great. It was great. It was great. But the music, it just... There's really no real good music. And I just don't really understand. Uh-oh, somebody's back. Excuse me, Ms. Carolyn. Did I say that right or do I got to say Miss?
It's Carolyn Mitchell Neely.
Okay, I can't remember all that. You're going to be Miss Carolyn.
I called you because I want you to ask that question of how a social worker can work from home. I want you to tell me why you don't think it's possible.
Shouldn't you be out working? Shouldn't you be out checking on kids? Shouldn't you be out in the field looking at the work and being there? Okay. All right.
Yep. We do all that, and then we go home and document all day and probably into the next day.
Why can't you go to work and do that like everybody else?
I mean, some people can't function like that. Like, I tried to at home during COVID.
Then you shouldn't take the job. You should quit the job if you can't function.
The job,
where you're supposed to.
The job is not about me not being able to function.
It most certainly
is. It's about me knowing myself.
Then you should not work at that. Then you should not work at that job. You were going into the office all along. Now, because of COVID, you can't? No. No. Now,
yeah, I'm going into the office all along, but guess what? The new office is your home.
No, it's not.
And some of the social workers, they function good like that.
It's not. No, I would too if I could work from home. That's trash. Come on now.
No, it's not, because you know what?
This is my opinion. You can't tell me it's not. It's my opinion. You can't tell me it's not.
But I'm telling you it's not, Dr. Quinn, because I've been doing this for 40 years.
I don't care.
So this is a professional observation. I have done this for 40 years.
It's my opinion.
And it works.
It's my opinion. I don't care.
Like you said, you're supposed to. Like you said, everybody got an opinion, and
that's
we
right.
understand that.
Well, look at it like
here's
this.
The thing.
Everybody got opinions, and opinions are like armpits. They're great, and every now and then they stink. I get it, but at some point, no.
That's true. But I'm just saying it's possible because we do it. We work in an agency where some of us stay home. Some of us is at the workplace because that's how we function.
Hey, next time when Miss Carolyn calls,
we do all the stuff.
If Miss Carolyn tell you she working from home, don't put her on the air. Be like, call me from work. call me from work.
Look,
when you go back to your real job.
I be calling y'all from work. Look,
nope,
I be calling y'all from work.
That's a scam.
My work is in my car.
If cops can do it, if nurses can do it, if firefighters can do it, you can do it. What I'm hearing is that some people are weak,
no,
and they can't get up and go to work and do stuff they're not supposed to for the sake of a paycheck.
We don't need to get up and go to a
Then quit your job.
Go to a physical building.
Then quit your job.
We don't go to a physical building.
Quit
our job,
your
like you said. We supposed to be out there in the field, right?
Quit
Ain't
your
that
job.
What you saying?
Quit
we
your job.
We supposed to be out there in the field, right?
Quit it.
So we out there in the field.
Your
so,
house is
yeah.
not the field. Quit your job.
No, we out there seeing our clients.
Quit your
Which
job,
is our field.
Quit your job.
And then we go home and document. Yeah, I would never quit my job because my boss is good.
So if they send you back to work, if they send you back to the office, you got to be in the office 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. You said you can't handle it. So quit.
No, I said that's what I do because I can't handle working from home. Because if I work from home, I know me, I'm like a little kid. I get distracted. I'm going to do some other stuff. I tried to do in COVID. I was like, nope, I like my money. I need to be productive. So I work from the office.
Okay.
We got a lot of people that don't work from the office, and it works for us because it keeps the noise down, and people like me can concentrate. So it can be done. They get their job done, because if they didn't, he going to call them to the carpet, okay? We work.
He can't call them to the carpet. They're not at work.
Oh, they're going to be at work if they're not doing his job.
But they should be at work. But they should be at work already. Like, what is that?
They do, Dr. Ken.
So we pay all this money. So we pay all this money for, and I'm talking for the public. We pay all this money for these public workers to come to work and do their job. We're paying for rent. We're paying for building space, heating, all that stuff. And they sitting at home. Makes no sense.
No, look, that's when it's supposed to be the CEO look down and see what he can trim down. And that's what I always do. So trust me, I work for a man, he's Chinese. He knows the value of a dollar. So half of them people being at home working and half of us there, trust me, it works. We stay there. We love him. We do what we can do. Because when he told us, if y'all keep on this job and y'all go out there, whatever the president give y'all, I'm a match it. He gave us $200 more than the president gave us.
Okay.
Because we love our people, so.
All right. Well, there you go.
Bye, Dr. King.
I'm going to work with Miss Carolyn. So next time she go out, I'm going, Miss Carolyn. I'm following.
Come on,
around.
I'm gonna invite you to come see where we work because we can't advertise. But I'm gonna invite you to come.
That's
see.
Right, because you don't want crazy people coming up to your job and acting foolish.
This, bye, Dr. King.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Boy, if you ever left my side, it'd be like the sun from the sky. I'd probably die without you in my life. Cause I need you to shine, shine your light. Oh, you're everything to me.
Pop Off Friday, also known as Sample Friday. 833-212-1017 is the number. Sandra, you're on the award-winning 101.7 Truth. What's going on? How are you? I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm standing out here in the cold.
Why?
Good.
Why?
Because my little dog, she wants us to go out, but she don't.
Oh.
So I'm trying to kick her out.
So she wanted to go out, and then you open the door, and that weather hit us. You're like, hey, I'm not going out there.
Yeah, then she stands up here. I said, get out of here.
Come on.
Come
on. It's 27 degrees outside.
Well, that's good.
With a 13-mile-an-hour wind, so it feels like 15 degrees. You really want to put your dog out in that?
Well, she got to use it.
You ain't got nothing in your house. Have you noticed that we got stuff in our house for cats to use the restroom, but not dogs? Why is that?
They have them for dogs. Because some dogs like the smaller ones. They have smaller bladders, so they have to use it more often.
But a big dog, you need a whole garbage can for that. And then you need room freshener.
They can hold it for a while, though, the bigger ones. They can hold it a long time. But
so you're saying little dogs can't? Wow. Okay.
They got smaller bladders. They got a kidney roster.
I'm not the guy. I know nothing about dogs. I don't like dogs. So.
Well, that's okay. You like them because the police like them. They got them.
What does that even
medical
mean?
People.
I don't like
medical
dogs.
Medical people got them.
I don't care. I don't
medical
like dogs.
People got them.
I don't like dogs.
I guess
it's
you
okay.
do.
I don't.
I bet you do. You don't want
why
one
do people
for you,
just like?
But I bet you do.
I'm literally telling you, Sandra, I don't like dogs, and you're telling me I do. That's just wrong.
I don't
That's
believe
disrespect.
You.
I don't care. I don't care.
Secondly, do you like horses?
Horses? Eh, to a point.
Yeah.
I've only ridden a horse maybe three times in my life. I don't see what people get out of it. I don't see what people get out of it, but, you know, whatever. I guess dog lovers and horse lovers.
I think they did that back in the day.
Yeah.
Well,
what do you
mean? Out the little horses and horses. Actually, horses were there before the cars.
Yeah, that's true. Thank God I wasn't alive.
You got to put our animals up. They have the people for the medical field. They have blind people. You got to give them some pet up, Dr. Ken.
I didn't say that dogs aren't useful. I just don't like dogs. It's not a big deal.
Well, that's okay. I understand.
I'm not looking for sympathy.
No, I understand. Because a lot of people don't.
Yeah.
You're not the only one I heard say that. A lot of people don't. They, you know, they turn their nose up and everything. So that's okay. That's okay. I don't argue about it.
I ain't doing that.
I only argue when they always put stuff, all the crime on us and this and that, and we don't go out and march. I was just listening to a guy say that a while ago. Why aren't we marching? Why aren't we doing this? I said, why aren't you marching? Better I be saying.
I ain't doing dogs. No dogs.
I know. But I just said people would say this and that. And I said, because I marched with Turnham, the last march they had.
Right.
So a lot of times people don't know that people be out there marching. You know what I mean? To try to help ourselves get better and get in a better position and all that good stuff. So,
Quanda on the Talking Text and said, yes, she's right, but my Yorkie will not use it in the house unless he's afraid of something outside. Other than that, he goes outside 4 to 6 times a day. I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for that.
Well, yes, it's not the first time I have a small dog, but I read about him. That's why I know.
All right.
It pays to kind of read about him a little bit. But anyways, you have a good weekend, and I just called just to holler at you.
All right, appreciate
you. And then you're not forgotten.
All right.
Okay, then. Bye. Have a good weekend.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harrison is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Looks like we made it. We done made it all the way through. A little snow tonight, but it's 27 degrees. Low tonight is 22. Feels like 15 outside. Kicking those little dogs out, making them go to the... Terrible. Just terrible. So I got a cat. They don't go outside. I got to go for walks 4 to 6 times a day. It's yours, Quanda. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tori Lowe Show is coming back, and you can hang with us all weekend long. Make sure you hang out around 11:30 tomorrow and 2:30 on Sunday. We got special programming for you. Just keep it locked right here, 101.7 FM. You're listening to The Truth. Hey, y'all. God bless. Take care. Thank you, NYGP. I'm out.
Be quiet.